This is John Batchelor speaking with colleague Judy Dempsey of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace in Berlin about the Trump presidency coming into authority in January of this year and the condition of the EU. Weak, weak, no resistance. In fact, a lot of members, such as Hungary, celebrating Trump's success in his second term. Here's Judy Dempsey to go through the European Union and what is to be expected, at least in the beginning of the second Trump term. More of this later tonight.
Trump is very lucky that Europe is so weak. We have a French president who has huge problems in keeping his own government together and pushing through reforms. We have a government here in Germany that's going through facing an election. We have a divided government in Poland. The Netherlands is bickering. Spain is dealing with the huge problem in Valencia with the huge rain and everything. I mean, frankly, this is a picnic for Trump. He's got no opposition. And Ursula von der Leyen, the head of the European Commission, that's meant to be the EU executive, I mean, she doesn't really have that much power when it comes to making decisions on this. So essentially, Europe is unfortunately very, very weak, very disunited when it comes to the incoming Trump presidency. And of course, we have countries like Hungary and Slovakia and other countries who actually think Trump is great. So essentially, Europe is in very, very bad shape. And I do not see this actually improving over the next couple of months, indeed several months. And this is actually very, very bad news for Europe and indeed for the transatlantic relationship.